Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson on the line, Santa Rosa County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. All right, at the risk of jinxing it, not that I believe in that, but I know every cop in the universe does, it's been relatively lower level incident interesting for a couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been, the normal DUIs and domestic disturbances, things of that nature. So nothing out of the ordinary at the moment anyways.
Now, I know we emphasize this a lot, but like there was just a crazy story about there was a routine traffic stop. It was elsewhere in the country, but it winds up and they're leading them on a car chase into a truck stop where they stole a carjacked a truck and the truck leads them on a chase and they go through. It's uneventful until it isn't, right?
Exactly. And you never know when it's going to happen. And that's why most people become cops. It's not like a normal job. You never know what's going to happen. You could be bored for 12 hours or you could just be called to call 12 hours. So it's you never know.
You know, that's actually one of the things when I did, I've done two ride-alongs with PPD and not yet with your agency, but I just haven't gotten to it. And that's what I noticed is the vast majority of policing is mind-numbingly dull. It's just, but you've got to be ready every single second for the absolute opposite of that to happen, right?
Exactly. And it is. It's hours of boredom interrupted by seconds of sheer terror, basically.
Yeah. It's amazing. Last week, Attorney General Ashley Moody was here in town, did a press conference for the very high rate of opioid deaths that we have here in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. You spoke a little bit about that, but it does seem like, based on the numbers, that we are way outperforming our weight class, so to speak, and that's a bad thing, right?
Yeah, that's not something you want to lead the state in, is opioid deaths. We've seen it even in Santa Rosa County. We don't necessarily have the crime rate of Okaloosa or Escambia, but when it comes to drug abuse, it affects everybody. Everybody, it doesn't matter your social status, it doesn't matter. It affects every family in the state of Florida and across the country.
Most definitely. And, I know this is the kind of thing where you're always working on the interdiction side, but you also got to work with the user and the overdose side. And that's something that I assume, I know in Escambia, we've got the CORE program in place where we're trying to get people on the drugs that will make it so they don't want it anymore. That's, of course, voluntary. That's been working pretty effectively so far. Has Santa Rosa looked into that at all? I don't know if that'd be more of a lifeguard issue or you guys or everybody together.
No, I'll tell you right now, we're the first agency in the panhandle to get Vivitrol in the jail, which is the drug that basically makes opioids ineffective. You don't get the high that you get.
Right.
And we first started that. The problem is...
That's right. I forgot about that.
It's voluntary, and getting people to take it is the problem. We've had it. It's free. It doesn't cost them anything, and it'll get them off of opioids, and nobody will take it.
They'd rather get the high or get the chance of getting high and getting back in trouble. That's powerful stuff. You guys had a couple of canines retire last week, right?
Oh, yeah, we sure did. Dozer and Prince both retired, and great dogs. And something a lot of people don't know about Dozer is Dozer won the USPCA nationwide. He won a nationwide award for the best behavior of any dog in the country.
Wow.
That's how the trainer, Clay Smith, that was his handler as well. He's a master trainer. And that dog, I swear, if he had thumbs, he could deal cards. he's incredibly smart. It's just so smart.
He's a German. He's a Belgian Malinois. What's the breed for Dozer?
Yeah, he was a Belgian Malinois.
Okay, all right. And you've always got new officers coming in too, or new ones in the training pipeline too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. As soon as these two retire, we've got two others that are coming in, and we'll get them trained up and get the dogs trained up, and they'll be hitting the road. So, and our canine unit is, I'm so proud of them, and we've really expanded it not only to bloodhounds, but now we have an electronics dog as well.
Oh yeah, right.
So he is fantastic. He goes to all the search warrants where, these pedophiles have all the kiddie porn and stuff. So he goes there and he can find flash drives, cell phones, external hard drives, and they hide them all over the place, but he goes right to them. incredible nose.
How long have you had the electronic sniffing dog?
Oh, probably 2 years.
Okay. All right. And you guys, but in Santa Rosa, you don't have a dedicated bomb detection, right? You just have drug and track. Oh, you do have a bomb.
Yeah, we have a bomb dog. We have the electronics dog, and we have patrol dogs, and then we have the bloodhounds.
Great, because I know sometimes, you know, if they're deployed or whatever, you know, you might have to get help from somebody else, some other agency. I had forgotten that you guys had both the electronics and the bomb sniffing dog. So very interesting. Yep. Hey, last quick question, and I kind of actually hang on for just a second because I want to ask you something that I had talked with Mike Wood about, but I was going to get your perspective on it too. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
We actually have a text. Is Dozer available for poker night? Asking for a friend. That's pretty funny.
There's already a painting.
Hey, I know. The sneak. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 10. That's the Car City exit. Highway 29. Vehicle crash with injuries in a roadblock, and it's backing up quite a ways. Again, that's eastbound, and it's backed up eastbound right near the Car City exit at exit 10, mile marker 10. I-10 eastbound. Use caution there, and wherever you are, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip or want the Dozer to come to your poker night, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I feel like a properly trained dog could handle two cards in a hand, could handle Texas Hold'em. I just feel like that's a possibility. Hey, back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. I just thought this was really interesting. I was talking to PPD's Mike Wood about this the other day. The transition from revolvers from your officers to semi-automatic pistols, just kind of fascinating how that happened and how, like, when did your agency, when did Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office make that transition? Because it seems like it came after the bad guys were doing it. Like, the bad guys started using them, and it was a long delay before he started really switching over to, like, Glocks and Berettas.
Yeah. 1993, when I got here, they had the Beretta 9mm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been since then. I don't know. Prior to that, when they actually went to the off the revolvers, when I first started back in 82, that's what we had, Smith & Wesson 38.
Yeah.
So that's how old I am.
Was it hard to make the transition?
I wouldn't say hard. I would say it's just something, it's like anything else. You just have to get used to it. And once you're used to it, it's, there's nothing to it. And the guns now, the Glocks that we have are just, they're just so accurate. And we have the red dot sights on them.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you had to be within about 15, 20 feet to get really, accurate and shots off under pressure with a revolver. With these sights that we have on our guns now, you can hit plates at 50 yards with them. So,
the standard issue has a laser sight on it?
Well, it's not a laser sight. It's a red dot.
Oh, okay.
So basically what it is that little thing sits on top of the gun and you look through it and there's a red dot, but nobody else can see the dot.
I gotcha.
Project.
I misunderstood what you were saying. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's, I remember when we were first, very first time considering getting a gun, and we went to the range and played with some different ones and tried them out. And, I asked the guys who were there, like the old guys who were the firearms guys, and they're like, get a revolver, middle of the night. You don't want to have to be thinking about it. It's easy. It never misfires. And then I did the old fruit on the trees question, right? I asked him, I said, okay, well, that's interesting advice. What do you have on your nightstand, Glock? What do you have on the nightstand, Glock? What do you have on your nightstand, Glock? I'm like, well, that's an easy decision. do as I do, not as I say,
Yeah. But what I tell people, and I get that question a lot when I'm out talking to groups and stuff, and they say, well, for home defense, what do you recommend? And I recommend a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to miss with that under pressure. I mean, you put double aught buck in it and somebody's coming at you from, 15, 20 feet away, you're not going to miss. And if they're still coming at you after you point it at them, they're idiots and probably need to die anyway. So, it's just something that you can't miss with. And it's easy to handle.
And it has that nice distinctive deterrent sound effect.
Yes, really? If it's a pump shotgun, it sure does.
Last quick question, only because it's news today that Escambia County Sheriff's Office, they're now partnering with DeLuna Coffee to do specialty coffee. Of course, the PPD has already done that a couple of years ago. Part of the proceeds go either to the foundation or go to Rally Foundation for PPD's case. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office ever thinking about getting into the coffee game?
I haven't really thought about that, but anything that helps the general population or helps my guys and gals out there on the street, I'll be more than happy to do it. I read about that the other day. I think it's a great program, so I would definitely not turn it down.
Very good. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for doing what you do to keep us safe and keep us informed, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Y'all take care.
Yeah, you're fantastic. 821 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I got a good text in that basically, because we were kind of, I was uncertain about some of the details, but the DeLuna partnership, Doug Jolly with Red Iron Design did the design and artwork for both PPD and Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
He's awesome.
Of course, Tommy Leiter was the chief at PPD when the effort that created Midnight Shift and then at ECSO kind of brought the idea over. Both bags are fundraisers. PPD money, the buck goes to Rally Foundation, and ECSO goes to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. So there's just a little bit more of the facts around the story. Again, man, I love our audience. You guys are so smart. It's so humbling. There's always somebody, no matter what I'm talking about, there's always somebody who knows more than I do, and I just hope I don't embarrass myself in front of that person. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you don't have insurance, you know, one of the new advertisers that we have is ProHealth FL, and they're a female-owned local company. They've been servicing Pensacola for more than 35 years, and one of the things that they have is if you don't have insurance, they'll take care of it. They got a medical membership, $45 a month, unlimited primary care visits, no copay. Okay, they got Teladoc, they got annual physical, annual flu shot, discount on lab work 25%, and they're already pretty cheap. Same on procedures, a monthly B12, no catches. So if that appeals to you, great. And, you know, they'll take primary care, urgent care, walk-ins, 8 to 4 in Gulf Breeze in Pensacola and Fort Walton, Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location next to Sam's Club. Again, they do lab work, they do occupational health screens, you know, drug testing, TB tests, breathalyzers, comprehensive medical weight loss program they've got. And they're just kind of all over the place. They've got an office in Santa Rosa Beach. They've got Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, on Summit in Pensacola, on College Parkway behind Sam's Club in Pensacola, and Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger. Best of the Bay, best of the coast, best of Pensacola. Again, ProHealthFL.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. As summer winds down, we are gearing up for another great season of Argo football at UWF. Join us on August 10th as we discuss the upcoming football schedule, predictions for the season, and the many ways you can experience UWF football with your friends and family. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Do you own a black Mercedes-Benz license plate number CRL 507?
507? That's my wife's car. That's not my car. That's my
wife's. 25 unpaid parking ticket.
I mean, it's under my name, but it's my wife's car. No, no, no.
Leaderboard sign on Highway 29 that says detour, you know, Longleaf closed, the bridge on Longleaf is out. But the reader board is south of I-10 if you're headed south on Highway 29. I think we should ask DOT to put it on the north side of I-10 because, just for example, if you're headed, okay, use a personal example, if you're headed from Cantonment to Carr City and you need to get, and you're going to, you're thinking that you're going to go through, yeah, and you're going to cut through to, you're going to cut through Diamond Dairy and all that jazz.
You need to have that sign before you get to I-10 because that might be your way around. So Stephen Barry was right about that. Unfortunately, making the request last Thursday isn't going to help anybody too much because...
Thank you for the information. All right. The good news is that's one more week.
Ribbon cutting Wednesday.
That's all it's out?
The bridge will be open on schedule.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Unless something happens between here and there.
That's pretty
the
good.
The contractors spoke this morning. Long.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to, they gave us a tour of the site the other day, last week, and it's incredible what McInnis and what Panhandle Paving, Grading Paving is doing out there. I mean, it's an amazing structure.
That's pretty good.
It'll be great. It'll be open before school starts, right? For those four schools. By the way, it's four schools in that area, not three. Someone
put
three. There's four of them there.
Yeah, so good news for the schools, good news for the UPS drivers, good news for everybody else who historically has used Diamond Dairy and Longleaf to get back and forth from US 29 to Pine Forest. So that's great that it's going to be on time, open the day before school starts. Woohoo! That's good. And then we can stop having to tell people, drive around, son. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Welcome back, Candy.
Oh,
good
thank you so much.
You.
It's nice to be back, and thank you so much. Traffic tips, of course, you can always text them in at 437-1620. I'm watching a few things. Navarre Parkway and State Road 87 at the intersection. Right lane is blocked due to a crash. That is westbound, so caution there. I-10 eastbound is blocked at Highway 29 after an accident at mile marker 10. Not quite backed up to Pine Forest, but in a minute it will be. So it is backed up quite a bit there. You want to use caution wherever you are. A few accidents this morning. Another one not causing a roadblock. I-10 westbound, mile marker 31 in Milton. Looks like that's moved off to the side. 9 Mile in Nims Lane also moved off to the side. So not showing any problems there. If you have a traffic tip, again, text it in 437-1620. News Radio is brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Glasses. You can look sharp, look smart. Visit America's Best for comprehensive eye exam, plus two pairs of glasses starting at just $79.95. Book an exam at americasbest.com. It's americasbest.com. 827 News Radio 92.3. Formative, local, dependable.
You know, if you've got a nice import, you pay a little extra to get them, like a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, okay? You might think, well, obviously you got to pay more to service them. Got to take them to the dealership, and wherever that is where you got to go. No, you can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service and get those cars worked on. They work on those cars all the time. That saves you the time, the travel, and obviously quite a bit of money because, you know, you're not going to the dealership. They work on that all the time. But, you know, they work on everything, okay? They work on diesel trucks. That's not something everybody does. They work on those. You don't, again, have to go to the dealership. You can take care of those at Bobby Likas or your runaround, your domestic, you know, whatever the case is. The website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. The idea is to see them a little bit more often for the routine stuff so you don't see them unexpectedly for the catastrophic stuff. That's the idea. You know, bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Donald Trump's legal team has until the end of the day now to respond to Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. If it's approved, the order would restrict what Trump can say publicly about the election interference case. Today marks 25 years since the deadly U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. Secretary of State Antony Blinken honored the 224 people killed in the attacks today. He said the bombings awakened the U.S. to the scourge of terror. And social media influencer Kai Cenat has been released from jail after, I guess you'd call it a giveaway gone wrong in New York City, caused some pandemonium on Friday. The Twitch streamer told all of his fans he was hosting a giveaway of video game items, including consoles, gaming chairs, and gift cards. Apparently, thousands of people showed up and a riot broke out. Over 60 people were arrested, including Cenat, who now faces two counts of inciting a riot.
Man, yeah, those gamers.
Gamers, gaming is serious business.
It absolutely is. Absolutely is. Thanks so much, David. You know, if you've never been to Pensacola Hardware, let me just encourage you, go make it a date. I mean, it might seem like a date at a hardware store. Trust me, because what'll happen is you'll go there and, like, at the front of the store, you'll see all of this cool merchandise that you can get as gifts or for yourself, Yeti and cookware and Weber grills and gumbo pots and all of that. And then once you get into the store, obviously all the hardware, but it's not like... I don't know. It's just, it's different. That's all I can tell you. It's just different. The variety of things they have, the kinds of things they have. It's the kind of stuff where you're like, oh man, that's great. And of course, they're fantastic for good advice. If you're working on a project, they can tell you how to do it. And you know, there's only two times to ask for input. Like an old boss of mine said, that's when you're not sure what to do and when you are. So it's okay to ask the expert even when you're sure of what to do. They've been in business since 1851, the oldest business in Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire United States, right downtown at 20 East Gregory. What do you have coming up, David?
community reaction after the arrests in the anti-Semitic vandalism case. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Donald Trump's legal team has until 5 p.m. today to respond to the protective order requested by special counsel Jack Smith to limit Trump's public comments as the January 6th case proceeds. Meanwhile, the former president has some requests of his own. He wants the judge to recuse herself and to change the venue. Alabama Congressman Jerry Carl on Fox.
Nothing comes out of Washington that's fair, especially if you're a Republican. So we've got to find and encourage it to be moved out of D.C.
Trump could also be facing charges in Georgia related to the 2020 election. Yellow Trucking filing for bankruptcy plans to close the business.
Though Yellow is known as one of the country's oldest and largest trucking companies, it took on debt to pay for a series of mergers, then wasn't able to handle the debt load.
It's Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
AM 831 News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm David Wayne. Very, very hot today. 86 triple digit heat index already all across the area today. Four arrests recently made by Pensacola police related to that string of anti-Semitic vandalisms. All four arrested were teenagers ranging in age from 15 to 18. And one Pensacola resident talking to Channel 3 says parents need to answer some questions.
You go to the parents. You're saying, why do they not have these morals? Why do they not have better behavior? The parents have to be accountable. You teach your kids about loving each other and the differences and how the differences make us more healthy. An ecosystem is only as strong as its diversity.
And the four teens now facing hate crime charges. PPD named the arrests as being 17-year-old Waylon Fowler, 15-year-old Wyatt Fowler, 16-year-old Nicholas Ferry, and 18-year-old Kessler Ferry. This comes after at least eight locations around the area were vandalized, including swastikas being painted on buildings and street signs and bricks being thrown through multiple synagogue windows. Well, there's some roads in Okaloosa County that'll be closed again today for munitions testing at Eglin Air Force Base. 85 and State Road 123 will be closed between 9 o'clock this morning and noon, and officials say the roads should be closed for no more than 90 minutes at a time. And, of course, as we get closer to the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be watching those roads and what's closed and when here this morning. The body of a missing swimmer that went missing in Orange Beach was found in Perdido Pass on Sunday. That swimmer was a 26-year-old man who disappeared into the waters on Saturday. One beachgoer attempted to rescue the man but wasn't able to. That man, though, did get back to shore safely. There was a multi-agency search Saturday night that turned up no results. The swimmer's body ultimately was located on Sunday morning. Again, that was in Perdido Pass. And a Florida man that was rescued from the Atlantic Ocean in good spirits after being missing for nearly 2 days.
Charles Gregory's mother is thankful he was found alive.
We cannot thank the Coast Guard, Fire Rescue, St. Augustine, everybody, the paddle boarders, the everybody, we just want to say thank you so much.
The U.S. Coast Guard says an air crew spotted Gregory floating in a small boat roughly 12 miles offshore on Saturday. His family reported him missing Friday after he didn't return from an early morning fishing trip. I'm Trey Thomas.
Thank you, Trey. Milton's City Economic Development Director Ed Spears has filed a human resources complaint against City Clerk Don Molinaro. She was recently the target of a special city council meeting where she narrowly kept her job, and Spears' complaint alleging a hostile work environment. City Attorney Alex Andrade also says Milton's mayor, Heather Lindsay, attempted to insert herself into that investigation. Andrade did recommend the city council terminate Molinaro's employment immediately. And if you want to read that full complaint, News Radio's got the text available on social media and the News Radio website. And that is available right now. Gas prices holding steady here in our area. Prices did not go up overnight, stayed at an average of $3.59, but they're still 10 cents higher than they were just a week ago. And compared to a month ago, those prices have skyrocketed more than 50 cents a gallon. It's 8:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
This is brought to you by Dell Technologies. And a couple of accidents. We were talking about this one a little earlier. I-10 eastbound. This is at mile marker 10. The right lane is blocked by emergency vehicles. So use caution. But it is moving now. It's just moving real, real slow. We are also seeing a Navarre Parkway. It's Highway 98 and State Road 87 at the intersection. That right lane is blocked due to a crash westbound. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's brought to you by the Dell Technologies Back to School event, which starts now with savings on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processor. Save today at Dell.com/deals. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center. We're going to be seeing a very hot day today. Temperatures warming up near 97 degrees, feeling much warmer. Excessive heat warning in effect for today. Be safe in the heat. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81 degrees. For Tuesday, 50% chance of rain, but still getting quite warm with a high near 96. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and very hot so far this morning, 86 in Pensacola, heat index of 104, 85 in Gulf Breeze, heat index of an even 100 there, and in Milton, right now, 87 degrees, heat index 113.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Your money now. The market's up at the opening bell this morning. The Dow up 262.48 this morning at 35,328.10. The S&P 500 up 29.06 at 45,07.09. The NASDAQ up 50.88 at 13,960.12. Our 10-year bond rate at 4.07%. Gold prices down 50 cents today at $1,975.60. Silver prices also down at $2,362. And for you crypto investors, Bitcoin down, but not a lot, down $1,779 at $29,030.77. Elon Musk says his X social media platform will pay legal bills for people that have been treated unfairly by their employers for what they post or like on the site formerly known as Twitter. Musk made that pledge in a post on Saturday. He said there will be no limits on funding legal bills, but he didn't give details on how people could claim money to pay their legal fees. Hollywood writers are still on strike despite their meeting Friday with studios for contract talks. Over 11,000 members of the Writers Guild of America walked out at the beginning of May. And over a third of Americans say they don't think they'll ever make enough money to retire. That, according to a recent study conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute, they say that roughly 36% of working Americans have little or no confidence in their financial security if they retired. Last year, only 27% of respondents said the same. Recent census data also shows more than 40% of Americans 55 to 64 have no retirement savings. It is 8:40. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So, as you know, we took a vacation, not last week, but then a couple weeks before that. And, you know, we went and did some of the stuff that we like to do. We went and saw the bioluminescence off of Cape Canaveral. That's really cool.
That sounds neat.
We did a couple of springs. I've got stories to tell you about that. But it got me thinking of a question I have for you, which is, what's your favorite Florida activity outside of Escambia and Santa Rosa County? Right, you know, because there's all kinds of things like here you would do, but I'm saying when you're destination vacationing, you know, when you're going somewhere else, what's that thing that you would tell people, you know, we're thinking about going to Florida, here's what you should do, here's something cool that you should do. We've, you know, in the 9 years that we've lived here, we certainly haven't done everything, but we've tried to do a lot. We've tried to really get to know not just the local communities, but the, you know, the state as a community, and so we take trips and go places and try things and, you know, spend money and be tourists. We're in-state tourists a lot of the time. So 437-1620, what's your, like, best Florida thing, your best vacation, go-do-it kind of thing? And, you know, if your answer is something like Disney, I mean, great. You know, you don't have to come up with something super creative, but if there's something that you think maybe everybody hasn't thought about or heard of, I'd love to hear it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy, you look eager to give.
The Risque Cafe.
I'm just kidding.
Where do you know what that is?
No, what is that? I mean, I'm guessing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, everybody else had a chuckle. I love that you don't know what that is because you should totally go. I'm just kidding. It is a nude restaurant. And they have signs for it on your way to Disney. I don't know if it still exists, but, like, of course, everybody I've dated has. They're like, well, yeah, I'm not going to not go. And don't go there. That's not what I'm saying. My real answer is,
it's a restaurant where it's like a strip club restaurant, but it's not a strip club, it's a restaurant.
Yes.
I don't understand. But I mean, I get the concept.
It's just the waitresses are naked,
It's like Hooters minus 20%.
I said that as a joke, but it's so funny because all I've seen are the signs.
Right,
so I don't know.
Enough.
I don't think anybody, but I hear the food's good.
Okay. Can I ask a really, like, just because I'm now I can't not ask.
I know.
Completely naked?
I think so. I've only heard this from other people. Also, don't go there because that really is not my suggestion. Isn't that funny? And if anybody knows, tell Andrew.
And also, that
doesn't
sound sanitary.
That was what I said. I know, right? I wouldn't want that. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, moving along.
Wikiwachi Springs, the mermaids. Although
yes.
I haven't been to that either.
Wait, what?
Have you?
Yeah, of course. We live here. How have you not gone to Wikiwachi?
Because
Find yourself a mermaid, come on.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But I hear that's fantastic. And the Manatee Springs, there's just so much to do.
That's the one we haven't done yet. We haven't done the Manatee Springs, but now, see, here's where I get my story. I'll tell you after the break. But we love the springs. The springs are our answer. The springs are all over Florida. They are fantastic. It is our favorite thing to do in Florida. And snorkeling. You got to snorkel and get a mask and go to the springs. Just period. Once you do, you'll go to all of them because that's what we do. Whenever we travel in Florida, we go see the springs.
That's awesome.
That's our favorite thing to do. And the kids love it, and it's freezing cold, and it's a great adventure.
Ask,
oh, yeah.
It was,
no, it's great. forth. And there's, of course, if you want to, you know, see if it's for you, just go to Morrison Springs. It's just down the road. It's only an hour and a half, I think, to Dufuniac. Very easy. And it's free. That one's free. And some of them charge a little bit, but they're worth it, whatever.
Dude,
you pay
that's
for
awesome.
Them,
yeah, fabulous. Dufuniac is beautiful.
Oh, God, Dufuniac's awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
my
do
gosh.
Check the water quality before you go. They've got that posted on the Walton County website. 437-1620. Somebody here says the Cape. All right, fair enough. Very cool. Somebody here says the Snake Emporium outside of Orlando. The place is from the heyday in the 70s. Some of the best Florida stuff is from the 70s. And the dude has arms like Popeye and has all the snake bites in his head. Oh, and the snake bites his head. Oh, fun. Terrifying. Kayaking Crystal River. Oh, nice. Okay. I forget where we kayaked. The bioluminescent tour was a kayak thing, but it was flat water. You mm-hmm. know, it wasn't river.
Right.
And I will tell you, we did a kayak. The first kayak tour we did, you go down river to start. No, big mistake. And I learned to hate kayaks because then you're going up river. And
Absolutely. Not into it.
437-1620. Somebody here says years ago we had a wonderful vacation at Disney.
Disney is great.
Let's see. Somebody here said, what is this now? Spring training in Tampa. Oh, okay. No.
That's awesome.
I've been to Jupiter to watch the Cardinals a couple of times, and that is.
Isn't that cool? I love watching spring training.
If you're a real baseball fan, spring training is a thing you have to do if you haven't done it because you get to see everybody up close, personal. It's, you know, there's only a couple thousand people at most at the games, and, you know, you can go to the backfield and watch them practice, and you can engage with the coaches and joke around. I mean, like, it's really fun if you're a baseball fan.
Right,
if you're not,
sure.
I can see why you'd be
bored.
Well,
and football training, I have to imagine it's the same thing, like going to watch a training camp or something. They must have, like, 100 players that are going to, like, you're going to see somebody,
right.
You know, and hopefully they
you
stay.
You can see all the talent, the up-and-coming.
Right. And also the ones that, bless them,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But God bless them. So, yeah, that's awesome.
I have one of my all-time favorite stories was from spring training and sitting there on the backfields and they're engaging in some plays and, you know, you can yell stuff out and the coaches, yep, no, right, you're right. He probably should have taken second on that ghost ball to center field. You know, just like, it's just fun. It's really,
it is
really
funny.
Cool.
They won't answer you, yeah.
Let's see. Somebody here says Jenny Springs is great. Blue Springs tubing, it's also great. Spring-fed water like a swimming pool, clear, crystal clear. We went to... oh, God, what was the name? Now, Madison Spring and mm-hmm. Madison Blue Spring. Both of those are on the East Coast. And we just inadvertently discovered a manatee. Like,
hey,
we got our manatee moment.
That's cool.
You can't touch them. You got to stay away.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, actually, you know, let's do traffic on the files. I'll come back to this. Go ahead,
man.
Candy.
Okay, yeah, some of these other texts are pretty rich. I-10 eastbound, it looks like it is. It's been moving. There was an accident. It looks like it has been moved off to the side, to the right-hand side. That's I-10 eastbound right near mile marker 10 after a bad accident at that Car City exit. But moved off to the side, moving just a little bit slow, and it looks like it is starting to move too at 87. We do see a block, it looks like. Let me just make sure I have this. Navarre Parkway, it's Highway 98, State Road 87 at the intersection. The right lane is blocked still due to a crash westbound. And also the airport exit, 110 South, is backed up to the bottom of the ramp after an accident this morning. Text 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, so we're at the Madison Springs, and, you know, we're just swimming around and having a good time. And we knew there was, like, a manatee protection area in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
But we were leaving and I'm swimming and I see this like just big gray stone looking thing under the water. Cause I got my goggles on and my mask and I'm like, what's that? I'm like, oh, it's a manatee.
Do they come at you
no,
or bite
was,
you or anything?
It was just sitting there on the bottom sleeping and it had a bobber, like a tracking device attached to it up on the surface and, that they'd put them on their single fin. And, we like looked at it and it come up to get air every 10 or 15 minutes. And it was just wild. Like, oh yeah, there's a manatee. Okay, cool. And then at that one, we swim down river and they've got these, gars. They're like 2.5 to 3 feet long, which is a terrifying fish if you don't know they're safe, and they are. But it looks like a piranha's going to kill you. And I was swimming with those, and there was like 50 of them.
That's
all just
great.
Hanging out in the water, looking at you, and you're looking at them and like, this is cool, right, bro? So that's why the springs, and every spring is different. And so all the springs
are... Oh, that sounds awesome.
You got it. If you've not done springs are the most Florida thing that I can tell you about that are fantastic. Somebody here says, in the summertime, Mariana Caverns, cool air underground. In
oh,
the
I
winter,
hear that's great.
St. Augustine downtown. Yeah, that's nice. I've never been to Cafe Risque, but I'm aware of where it's located. Somebody here says snorkeling at Bahia Honda State Park. No, agreed. That's a great and beautiful park on the Florida Keys or toward the Keys, actually. I mean, it's in the Keys, but it's not at Key West. Bahia Honda's beautiful. Oh, yeah, tarpon feeding in Key West on your way there. That's actually really cool, too. Somebody here says the real fun at Cafe Risque begins when somebody finds... Nope, not saying that on the air. Somebody here says...
That was my question, though, person. A couple of people have texted that.
Let's get back to the sanitation issue. We love to get away from it all by staying at Wakulla Springs Lodge, fabulous old lodge, inside of many scenes from several movies, including Creature from the Black Lagoon. Nice.
Right, that's right.
From there, you can head to Hermosa Springs, Wild Refuge, and but again, Wiki Watchy is the mermaid show, which is, again...
It's fascinating.
That sounds campy,
awesome.
And it is, but it's campy as
that's
awesome
Florida.
As hell. It's great.
Yeah.
Go to St. Augustine for the weekend and put a Pensacola sticker on everything. Good side note. somebody here says, I grew up a mile north of Manatee Springs on the Suwannee River. Used to swim with manatees all the time. Used to think it was a normal thing to do. Yeah, now they got all these rules. Lots of rules. Oh, shelling on Sanibel and Captiva. Fort Myers has both the Red Sox and the Twins. We'll forgive you for liking the Red Sox. That's okay. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Kennedy Space Center is amazing. Disney is amazing. Closer to home, Fuddpucker's not a bad day.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah, sure.
Fun to go see the, and by the way, the Everglades and walking around the Everglades where there's boardwalks and it's mostly safe, but the alligators. We went to our first trip to Key West. We stopped at the Everglades, and you know, one walk, 20 alligators, and they were in mating season, so they were loud and obnoxious. It was great fun.
Oh my gosh! Is that what they do? That's so funny.
Yeah. So
and I hate to keep pushing Disney, but like, and you've been.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And Universal.
I got dragged as an adult. And I'm like, oh, my God, who cares? And it's just the most magical, fun thing.
And Universal's amazing,
really,
too.
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic. Universal is great. Yeah. We're very blessed. What a great state.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. That's your frivolous topic for the day. A couple of ideas for your summer vacation, the 3 days of it that you have left if you have kids. or the weekend. You never know. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Mode is a great place to buy good quality used cars. You know, I talk about them all the time. Dave Ramsey talks about them all the time. And your neighbors, your coworkers, and just the strangers and you know around you on the street talk about them. You say, what? Look at the car. And they got a bumper sticker that says Frontier on it. That's them recommending. They got a license plate frame that says Frontier. That's them. Like, if you look and you try to pay attention to this, it's a little annoying because, like, the first day or two that you're looking, you might see one or two. And then as you kind of get your eyes trained at the stoplight, you just take a quick look. It starts to feel like, oh, my God, they're everywhere. They're taking over. Well, you know, they've been around in business for a while. But the point is, people are satisfied customers and will go back again and again because Frontier's been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them the bumper sticker sent you.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Advertising? Marketing? Digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about, but what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
You couldn't find big time if you had a road map. Pool excellence is not about excellent pool.
It's about becoming something.
Side of the box, sends one up for grabs on a bounce, settled. Fox crosses low, shot, wow. Mushevich got a piece, corner U.S.
What a save.
I will tell you, learn that name, Mušević. That was the goaltender for the Swedish team, and she was unbelievable. Several different times, USA had shots on goal, and she just blocked them like unbelievable. That was in the 52nd minute from Lindsay, and then you had this Alex Morgan crossing header.
Fox puts one up. Off a block. Not a dime. Lynn Williams. The cross. It's there. Save.
Again and again in extra time at 95 minutes.
Morgan on the chase. Morgan with a pickup. Took the shot again. It's Mušević.
Blocked by Mušević in a minute 100 after no scoring in regular time all the way into the 20th minute mark in extra time.
Sonnet.
Lynn Williams.
Smith. Williams makes the run. Lynn Williams. Into the box. Shot taken. Save, big rebound. Horan picks it up. The shot is blocked as well.
Two blocks in one go-around. You had a shot from Lynn Williams and the shot from Lindsay Horan, both blocked. She had, there were 11 blocks, or sorry, 11 shots on goal, so 11 saves by Mušević, one by Alyssa Nair, which means that the U.S. was really playing the right game in terms of having control and being in the Swedish end a lot, but they just could not make it happen, which has been a problem for them all along through the World Cup, just not scoring, not scoring, not scoring. So they go into extras. They go into penalty kicks. We'll give you that in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. Looks like I-10 eastbound is completely cleared now. Everything's running at posted speeds. Use caution there. Airport exit, for 110 rather, is south backed up to the bottom of the ramp. Again, that's 110, the airport exit, the southbound is backed up to the bottom of the ramp. And Navarre Parkway and State Road 87, of course, that's 9887. Still showing a block at the intersection. The right lane is blocked due to a crash westbound. If you have traffic tips, text them in. And thank you so much, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. So they get into extra, they get into penalty kicks for the USA women's team. And, you know, basically the way it works is they're going to get 10, like five on each side, and whoever's ahead after that wins. If they're tied, then they go one at a time, you know, one pair. And if one scores and the other doesn't, then that's the game, okay? It's not a good way to resolve a soccer, but what else are you going to do? So this is how they do it after extra time. USA scores first, Andy Sullivan. Then you had Fridolina Rolfo scored for the Swedes. Then Lindsay Horan scored for the U.S. And Ellen Rubinson scored for the Swedes. So it was 2-2 at this point. Christy Mulis.
Mulis up the left foot, goal! Russ is 3-for-3.
Mušević guessed wrong, and so we went up, and so 3-2 at that point. Natalie Bjorn.
Bjorn versus Nair. Missed.
She missed it. Just whiffed. So the U.S. has a chance. They're up by one. You know, you're expected to hit them, okay? So if you miss one, you know, that's a bad thing. Megan Rapinoe, all she's got to do is put this in, and the U.S. will be one goal kick from winning it all. Misses. Then Sweden, they get blocked by Alyssa Nair. It's crazy. Just the U.S. can't get out of their own way. Sophia Smith missed it, okay? And then they scored, so they pulled even. Alyssa Nair gets in the game, and so she's got it, and she has the goalie. She gets one, and the Swedes come back. And finally, Kelly O'Hara, it's all tied. They're into the seventh round of penalty kicks.
Now. It's 4-4. O'Hara. Post.
Off the bar. This is the first chance that the Swedes have to win it, and
if she scores, Sweden wins. The U.S. is out. If not, another round of penalties.
The craziest thing you've ever seen.
Hurtig.
Blocked.
Up there. Did it go in?
Up in the air.
Waiting
punches it out again because it was going to go back in. they have to go to replay, and they lose because it was over the line.